Welcome to That's Orgasmic, a podcast discussing the orgasmic and not so orgasmic moments of all things sex, relationships, and mental health. I am your host, Emily Duncan, and I'm a sexologist who provides online sex coaching sessions to help you cultivate sexual wellness. In today's episode, I am talking all about blowjobs and how you can give your best blowjob you have ever given. Blowjobs can feel super daunting for some people. It can feel like there is a lot going on and a lot to think about. Like when you're down there giving a blowjob, you might be like, am I using enough suction? Trying to keep your teeth out of the way. Do I use my hands? Do I use, you know, both of them at the same time? Do I touch their balls? Or if you're deep throating, trying not to vomit. Like there's just so much to think about. And then obviously the biggest overarching question, are they even liking this? Like it can just feel like there's a lot going on that is stopping you from being present in the moment and actually enjoying the experience yourself. Because for some people, they really love to give blowjobs and they enjoy pleasuring their partner. So first things first, when it comes to giving blowjobs, you need to work out what your partner actually likes. Every single penis experiences pleasure different, and every single penis owner experiences pleasure different. So depending on their sexual preferences, they're going to want a blowjob that's different probably to the last person you gave a blowjob to. Some penis owners, for instance, will love deep throating, others won't. Some will love when you play with their testicles, others won't. So it's really important that you ask your partner so that you can give them the best blowjob for them. So you can either have this conversation before sex, like if you're sexting or, you know, you're just openly communicating, but sometimes that just doesn't happen. Or, you know, if you're having a one night stand or whatever, you just haven't had that chance to communicate and ask. So you can check in during your blowjob, and you can do this in a sexy way too. Like you can ask them, do you like it when I do this? Are you enjoying this? Do you want it wetter, louder? Do you want me to touch your balls or pull your balls or do whatever? Like you can ask for some feedback during the actual blowjob. It's also really important to ask for feedback afterwards. Ask them, what did you like? What do you want more of next time? What do you want less of? If you really want to give your best blowjob, do not be afraid of some constructive criticism. Now, it's important to note here, there is no wrong way to give a blowjob. Everybody gives them a little bit differently. Everybody has different lips, different mouths, different tongues, hands, everything. And we're working with different penises. So it's different between each person, and there isn't a wrong way. There isn't like, you know, even this episode isn't this is exactly how you give a blowjob. And if you don't do it this way, you're doing it wrong. It's not true. It's also really important to learn the penis anatomy and be aware of where their pleasure points are. So the head of the penis and around the frenulum is the most sensitive area of the penis. So if you want to tap into that pleasure and give them a really pleasurable blowjob, focus on these areas. Obviously, the whole penis still experiences pleasure. And as I said earlier, every person is going to have different sexual preferences. But it's just good to know that the tip of the penis is the most pleasurable, particularly around the frenulum and like where the head of the penis meets the shaft. So if you're unaware of like the frenulum or what point to pleasure, do a quick little Google search, get up an image of the anatomy, and you'll be able to find this pleasurable spot. Typically, when it comes to blowjobs, the wetter, the better. You, however, may not have enough saliva to lubricate the penis, and that's okay. Some of us are taking certain meds that dry our mouth out, certain health conditions. I don't know, maybe if you're like anxious, it might dry your mouth out. Or you may have found yourself in this position before where they're focusing on pleasuring you before you give a blowjob, and you're panting and moaning and breathing with your mouth open. So then by the time you give a blowjob, your mouth is kind of dry. So lube can be really helpful here. Having like chewy beforehand or like a lolly to suck on to like get your saliva going. You can also get certain mouthwashes that will help with a dry mouth if it's more of like an ongoing issue for you. And you can also produce saliva while giving a blowjob. Anybody who has deep throated before has probably noticed that you have a fair bit of saliva that gets built up. So that can be another way, which I'll touch on a little bit later in the episode. Another really important thing to touch on that I have to because I'm a sexologist is that you can still contract STIs through blowjobs. So condoms are really important. They're not just for sex. You can use them when giving a blowjob as well. And if you're having like new sexual partners, it's just important to practice safer sex. Also, if you're somebody who doesn't like ejaculate in your mouth, using condoms could be beneficial. You're not going to get any pre-cum in your mouth. And then if they orgasm, but they still, you know, want to come in your mouth and have that experience of you continuing to give them a blowjob while they're orgasming, having a condom on is going to stop any of it from actually getting in your mouth, but your partner still gets to have that same experience. So when it comes to actually giving the blowjob, my first tip is slow down. Don't rush into it. The slower, the better, honestly. You want to tease your partner, create a sexy context, and build up the pleasure. If you're kissing them, move from kissing their lips to their ear, to their neck, to their chest. If they like nipple play, include a little nipple play, and slowly make your way down, kissing down their body till you get to their penis. If you like eye contact, you can also include eye contact here to add to that context and make it feel a little sexier. Don't be afraid of it too. I know a lot of people when they first start giving blowjobs, they like terrified to look up and look at their partner. But there is something about that confidence of looking at your, you know, your sexual partner while you're giving them a blowjob. Most people really enjoy it. So don't be afraid to throw a little eye contact in there. And often they're already staring down there watching you. So now that we've made our way down to the penis and we're at the penis, don't just go shoving it in your mouth. Once again, slow down. Kiss it from the bottom to the top. Drag your tongue up and down, licking it. There's lots of different things you can do before you even put your mouth over the penis. But I think it's just important here to really just drag it out, tease them, make them wait for it. Make them, you know, want to be begging you to give them a blowjob. As I said earlier, the tip of the penis is the most sensitive. So if you, before you've put the penis in your mouth, are tracing your tongue around the tip of the penis, it's going to provide a very pleasurable sensation. And then when you feel like you've worked them up enough, putting your mouth over their penis and beginning the, I guess, the suctiony part of the blowjob in the most correct terms. So when it comes to your lips, if you say like the word purple and look at how your lips are when after you've said that, that's kind of like the shape you want your lips to be in. Another tip that I have picked up along the way is to create suction using the back of your throat and mouth and tongue instead of your lips. So this will leave your lips nice and soft around their penis, but it will just create a stronger suction than if you were just using your lips. And I have found, and I know a lot of people, that this works a lot better than trying to just use your lips as well. And also it can start to hurt your lips when you're trying to really like suction on there. So definitely recommend doing that. Even try and do it right now. Depending obviously on where you are, like if you're at work or driving, you might not be able to, but if you grab your finger, put it in your mouth, and first just try and create suction with only your lips. Then try and create suction with the back of your throat and like mouth and your tongue and leave your lips a bit softer. You'll probably find a difference. Might take a few goes to try and like get it right, but when you get it right, you'll know and you'll feel that difference. And the next time you give a blowjob, you'll probably also notice the difference and your partner may have a different reaction as well. It's also important when giving a blowjob to play with different pressures. You don't have to do the same thing the whole time. One technique that I love is putting your pointer finger and your thumb in a circle together and going up and down on the tip of the penis. So you have your mouth on the end of the penis as well. But when you do this and you're only just focusing on the tip of the penis, you're hitting their main pleasure points. So it will probably drive them a little wild, and it changes up the experience for them instead of it just being the same the whole way through. And also gives you a little bit of a break as well, because you don't have to use your mouth as much when doing this like technique. You can also change up the sensation with your hands. So using both your hands at the same time, for instance, and doing like the salt and pepper, like grinder motion. So one hand going one direction, your other hand going the other direction can, you know, add a new sensation for them. Using different pressures with your hands, different pressures with your suction, and also your tongue. Your tongue can do a whole lot during this, during a blowjob. So when you're coming, you know, just going straight up and down, moving your tongue in different ways. When you're getting to the top of the penis, doing a little circle with your tongue at the top around the tip of their penis and going back down. So there's a lot of different things that you can play with. And it's just trial and error. Just try new things. See if your partner liked it. If they don't like it, cool. Try something else. Now, if you're wanting to take in a little bit more of the penis and try deep throating, this can be fun too. Deep throating obviously isn't for everybody because you have a gag reflex. And for some people, when you hit this gag reflex, it's not pleasant. If you're somebody who has deep throated before, let's be real, you've probably either vomited or been very close to vomiting while deep throating. It's something that some people just don't want to do at all, which is fine. And it's something that other people, they want to try and do it, but their gag reflex might be getting in the way. Or there's others who have no issue at all. If you're wanting to go as deep as you can in the easiest way, try a 69 position. Most penises naturally curve back towards the penis owner's stomach. So if you give a blowjob from a 69 position and you think about the way your mouth and throat is shaped, they like match up. Whereas if, like, say your partner's lying on the bed and you're trying to deep throat them, unless you kind of come in from an angle that's like more on top of the penis, it's going to be a bit harder. So a 69 position can be great for like trying to get maximum depth. Another thing with deep throating, which I kind of touched on briefly before, is that it creates a lot more spit and saliva. So if you're using like one technique and you find you're running out of like saliva going into like deep throating for a little bit, building up that saliva, and then you can spit it on the penis and use your hands to spread it around, or just keep using your mouth. It depends if you're into spitting and if your partner's into spitting. But spitting after deep throating can be helpful, because sometimes there's just like so much saliva, and like, I just need to get some of this out of my mouth. If you're somebody who wants to deep throat but you struggle, there are like numbing sprays you can get to help deep throat, but obviously be careful. You don't want to injure yourself, and definitely like speak to a health professional or doctor if you're wanting to use them and make sure it's like safe for you. There's also other techniques that are like acupressure techniques. So one that you might have seen had gone all over TikTok is that before you do the thing that's gonna, you know, activate your gag reflex, like brushing your teeth or giving a blowjob, or maybe during the blowjob, you get your left hand and you put your thumb in a fist position. So you close your fingers over your left thumb and you squeeze down on that for 5 seconds. Then you take your right index finger, your pointer finger, and you press that against your chin for 5 seconds. And then you take your index finger and thumb of your right hand and press on the spot on your left hand in between your thumb and that index finger, and you hold in there for 5 seconds. Might not work for you, it may. I have seen a lot of people say that it does work on social media. So that could be a way to help you deep throat without having that gag reflex. But obviously do what's comfortable for you. If, you know, your partner's pressuring you to deep throat, you don't have to do it. Like, if you don't want to deep throat, you don't have to. And don't think that every partner likes it. Like, I have had plenty of penis owners tell me that they don't enjoy deep throating at all, because as I said earlier, the tip of the penis is the most sensitive part. And when you're deep throating, like, unless it's like really hitting the back of your throat, a lot of the focus is more down towards like the shaft. And for some people, that's just not pleasurable for them. So depending on if your partner's into it, include their testicles. You can use both your mouth and hands for this. So you can lick and suck on their balls. And with your hands, you can use them to lightly squeeze their testicles or pull down on them. If you're going to pull down on them, grab the area above, of the scrotum above where the testicles are, and lightly tug. That's what I would recommend. Obviously, it's different for everyone, and some people might be fine with you literally just grabbing their whole testicles and pulling them down. If you're wanting to provide a lot of sensation everywhere, you're just wanting to give that, that gluck gluck 3000 from Call Her Daddy, have one hand on their balls, one hand on the shaft of their penis, and your mouth on the top, and just go for it. Have lots of spit, lube, you want it wet, and there's just going to be a whole lot going on when you've got both hands going and your mouth. You can also go and take your hands a little bit further down and press on their perineum, the spot between their scrotum and anus, and you can lightly press with your fingers or your tongue. And this is a really sensitive area for penis owners as well. Now, if you're using both your hands and your mouth, a tip here, if they're lying on the bed, it might be hard to distribute your weight well. You kind of want to go in between their legs and either put a pillow under the penis owner so that you don't have to bend down as far, because that can make your weight distribution a little off when you've got to go down far. Or get on your knees, because obviously a bit more stable there. If you can't get on your knees, even sitting on the side of a bed or putting a pillow underneath your knees, that's just what I would recommend, because obviously once you take both your hands out of the picture and you're using your mouth and you're bent over, it can feel a little wobbly. So when it comes to the orgasm part of a blowjob, there's the age-old question: to spit or to swallow. Now, this is personal preference, but there's easier ways to go about it. If you want to swallow, but you want it to be over quickly, you don't enjoy the cum just sitting in your mouth, I recommend that when they're about to orgasm, putting their penis all the way to the back of your throat, so it just goes straight down. It's not just sitting in your mouth. If you obviously don't want any cum at all, recommend condoms, or let them know beforehand, please don't come in my mouth. If you let them know that, then they have time to warn you. You can stop using your mouth and just use your hands instead, or alternatively, you can spit it out. Another thing is, don't be afraid to be noisy. Some people get really turned on by sounds when it comes to blowjobs, and also any moaning. Obviously, it depends if you're finding it pleasurable or not, but moaning can also create some vibrations on their penis, which they might really enjoy as well. Now, obviously, you can include their ass as well here, but we're going to save that for another episode when we discuss rim jobs and ass play. Now, this might seem like information overload. I've just said all of these different techniques and things that you can do, and it wasn't necessarily a step-by-step guide on how to give a blowjob, more different tips that you can incorporate. I just want you, most importantly, though, to have fun. Relax into it. Do what feels good for you. Do what feels good for your partner. And do what feels, most importantly, good for the both of you. You don't want to be giving somebody a deep throat. You don't want to be deep throating somebody when you absolutely hate it just because they love it. Do what feels good for the both of you. And another thing is, when you're first starting out with blowjobs especially, it can feel really hard to give your best blowjob when you're just in your head and you're thinking about everything and being technical and you're just not relaxing and having fun. It's most important to just have fun with it. I know sexual partners often just love when everybody's having fun, everybody's finding it pleasurable, instead of you just trying to put on the best performance ever. Enjoy it and have fun with it. I think that's really important, and it gets easier with time. Obviously, if you're trying out a new technique, you might be in your head going, oh fuck, how do I do this again, or is this right? But the more you practice, the better you shall get at it, and the more it will just come naturally to you. So they're my blowjob tips. Sorry for the information overload, But hopefully there is something in there that you can go and practice, come back and listen again, take another tip. But honestly, out of everything that I said here today, just communicate with your partner. That is the most important thing. Everything I said in here, one partner might absolutely hate and they have a completely different method they prefer instead. So communicate with your sexual partners and just have fun and enjoy sex, because it's should be lighthearted and fun. All right, I think I've said fun enough times now, so I will leave you there, shaggers. Please reach out with any comments, questions, or stories, either through my Instagram at That's Orgasmic or my email emilyduncan@thatsorgasmic.com. Please subscribe whatever platform you use to listen to this podcast and leave a review, as I'd love to know what you're thinking. So thank you, shaggers, and I'll see you next time.